he is referring to this. So Bhaja Gauranga, worship Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangera Namare. So, and then this next part is very nice. Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaje. Those people, those who worship Gauranga, Sai Amar Pranare. Those people are my life and soul. So not that I only care for Gauranga or for God and that's it. So this song says, worship Gauranga, chant his holy names. And those who worship Gauranga, serve Gauranga, have come to the holy land of Gauranga. Sai Amara Pranare. They are my life. They are my life. And so, writer? Who is a writer?
Nityanand Prabhu.
Nityanand Prabhu.
Sang by Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Okay. So Nityanand Prabhu and Bhakti Vinod Thakur connection here. Dui bahu tule, aur kya kya?
Gauranga boliya.
Gauranga boliya bahu tuliya.
Nachiya.
Bera ore. Bahu tule bahu. Dui bahu tule. While chanting, you should raise your arms. Dui bahu tule.
Nachiya.
And then you should be dancing. And he should be chanting.
Berao
matlab kya?
Wandering.
Ghumo.
Acha. You should wander also. Not be stationary in one place. Raise your arms, begin dancing, and go round and round all over Navadvip, Mayapur, or go to the banks of Jalangi and the banks of Ganga, roll in the dust. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mood. And again, get up and raise your arms and dance and chant and go round and round. Ecstasy, ecstatic. This religion is ecstatic religion, not static religion. Ecstatic. Lively. Immediately touches the soul and soul becomes like electrified, you know. As soon as comes in touch with the Dham or comes in touch with the holy name, immediately begin jumping up and down. And that was happening to Mahaprabhu also. Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, received the holy name from his Guru Maharaj. Then he had come back to Navadvip, and you know he was a different person altogether. Before he was scholarly, teaching, and very serious, grave, but after he received the holy name, started chanting, and he was a different person, singing and dancing and rolling on the ground and shedding tears and crying. They were suggesting maybe he needs some, he should see Audarya Dham. He should apply some oil, you know, he has gone mad, he has some mental case, and he needs some treatment. Yeah, they were suggesting like this. Why is he like this? This is some sickness, needs a treatment. But that was not the case. His soul was enjoying inside and ecstatic inside and could not contain that ecstasy inside. So the ecstasy was manifesting through his body and all symptoms were there. So then one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaches his Guru Maharaj and he says, please tell me what has happened to me. People say, this has happened to me, that has happened to me, and I should do this, this is prescription, that treatment. And he says, what kind of mantra? Kiva mantra dila gosai kiva tarabol japite japite mantra karila pagol. What kind of mantra you have given to me in Gaya? From the time I have started chanting, I have just become pagol. I have just become mad man. What is this mantra? What kind of mantra? So much bol. There's so much strength in this chanting of the holy name. Kivatara bol, so much bol, so much strength that it is just moving me, shaking me up, and making me go round and round, and jump up and down, and rolling on the ground, and all these things are happening. So this song also says, Bahutuliya, raise your arms, and nachao, dance, and go round and round. And so those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness, taken to the chanting of the holy name, those who are followers of Gauranga, worshipping Gauranga, chanting Gauranga's name, they are worshipable. I worship them also. They are my life and soul. So you all are like that. You are also our life and soul, expected to be. That's the spirit of this song. You are our life and soul. Because you are doing this Bhaja Gauranga and Kaha Gauranga and Laha Gaurangi Ranam. So, there's so much affection for devotees also. Devotees of Gauranga especially. People are devotees of God or Devi or Goddess or Kali or Durga or this or that, or being a devotee of Gauranga. This is something exceptional, very special, very, very special. Very rare. So we do not even realize. Arriba. Oh, you all have garlands, I was wondering. I was getting garland. So you all have been already worshipped by Atmaram Prabhu. Like the deities get garland, devotees get garland also. Devotees are garlanded, means honored, worshipped. And you render services to the devotees of Gauranga. That's important. Not just serving God and I don't care for the devotees. Then you remain third class devotee. But you worship Krishna, Gauranga, and worship the devotees, Gaur Bhakta Vrindas also. That is higher, that is superior. Hari Bol. The little time that we have, what transforms us is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhyaka Bunavai, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karha Udar. You have heard of this statement before, quite a popular that I'm going to say that. You're translating already for this statement is. So, it says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhyaka Bunon, that the Krishna Prem for the soul, Krishna Prem is not something that has to be achieved. The fact is that the soul has prem for the Lord. Soul has love for the Lord. What has to be done, he has it. But he doesn't know, or he has to be reminded, or that The love for the Lord has to be revived, revival. Like a part, you know, we buy in a new part, say brass part. Then after some time when it is not cleansed or a lot of dust, this, that happens and becomes black and sparse. So then what you do is, if you want to get that pot to shine again, you do not go to shop or wherever you go and not bring some shine. I want some shine. Give me 2 kilos of shine, or 2 kilos of, you know, or 2 meters of shining, pot shining. No, give me shine. So you don't ask for that. You don't buy that. But you buy a powder. You buy something that would take off the spots, the black spots, the dirt. So you get something, some ingredient that would remove those black spots and the dirt on the pot. And as soon as it is removed, the pot shines again, right? So it was shining, the pot, originally pot shines, it was shining. The shining nature is there even now. It is just hidden, covered up. So you have to do something to take off, rub off that dirt or stains or dust so that it shines again. So this is the meaning of sadhya kabunai. Krishna prem sadhya kabunai. The living entity, for living entity, the love of the Lord is not something that has to be attained or achieved or borrowed or bought from some other or outside source. Soul has this inherent quality. Soul means lover of the Lord. Soul means he has Krishna prem in him, with him. So all that is required to do is to uncover, discover, or remove the covering or contamination, conditioning. So this statement says, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kara Udai. So by the process of Shravanadi, means Shravanam, Kirtanam, and other things related, whole process of Krishna consciousness, Kara Udai. Udai means to rise again, to manifest again, to become visible again, Udai. So goal of the human form of life is to the Krishna Prem. Krishna Prema Pradayate, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in fact appears to give the gift of the holy name to his devotees, his parts and parcels, his souls, and he has given the process. In fact, he gave the process of chanting and hearing, and by chanting and hearing and hearing and chanting and hearing and chanting and hearing and doing this all the time, then the love that soul has for the Lord becomes manifest, and then he has achieved the goal of his life. He has attained Krishna Prem. So it's not very complex, very basic, very simple, straightforward process. We are ladies and gentlemen, or children, or old folks. Everyone is sitting here, from India to Thailand to China to wherever, New Delhi, Noida to Arade, Maharashtra to Russia to Australia, New Zealand, Italy, France, Bengal to Tirupati in South India to. Did I cover Italy, Greece, Germany, and so for everyone the same process. From wherever you come from you're a man or a woman or a child or an old person or even literate or illiterate or you know, you are filthy, rich, or a pauper, bankrupt, Amen. Penniless for everyone. Same process of this. And that process is Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karahudai. So, as does this, pays attention to the Shravanam part. Shravanam. Here now, this refers to chanting of Hare Krishna is Shravan also. Hearing Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is that is Shravanam. And all Sri Radhika Madhavayura Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam Pratikshana Swadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charana Aravindam. We worship our acharyas, we worship our spiritual master. What is he known for? He is known for, or he is to be honored because he is always busy to talk about Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham of Radha, Madhav. Pratikshana, Asvadana, Lolupasya. At every step, he is busy. And in fact, he has become now intoxicated. He is addicted. Addiction. Addiction. How to develop attraction for chanting? Someone asked, and Prabhupada said, he gave the example of the drug addict or wine drinking and drinking addict. He said, how do they become addict? Because they drink more. And as a result, they become drug addict, or they become wine addict, or vodka addict, or So someone asked, how to become addicted to the chanting, or how to develop attraction, get attached, chant. But then others say, I can't. So pratikshana asvadana lolupasya. Our acharyas have become lolup, means addicted. They cannot survive. This is their life. They are always chanting and hearing and glorifying the Lord. So they are glorifying, and so they are speaking, and we are to hear. We go on hearing, and of course as we hear, process also to pass this on to others. Jare dakho tyare kaho. Krishna upadesh also you do. And this results in smaranam, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnoho, smaranam. So the main activity, main business, or main process to achieve the perfection of this human form of life is to do shravanam, kirtanam. Shravanadi shuddha chitte kara udaya. So if this instruction is followed, just this one instruction is followed, we could achieve the perfection of life. The sun has risen and it's already 9 o'clock, and in few hours by noon, sun would be, where would be the sun by noon time? Just up above there at noon. And if you wish the sun is always above you, what you have to do? What you will have to do? Any clues you have? You have to walk with the sun. Not walking, you have to run with the sun. In what direction you have to walk? Which one is that? Westerly direction, you will have to not walk but run. 1,000 miles per hour. Or get into the plane, which is not practical for this body. So get into the plane, okay? Suggestion. Because the circumference of the earth is 25,000 miles or kilometers? Circumference. Not that round thing. Or circumference. The equator. So we have 24 hours, so 1,000 plus, 1,000 and a little more. With that speed, if you keep moving, flying, what would be the experience? Sun would be only up above you. You will not see the face of the night. The experience of the night would be gone. You would be only facing the sun. You will be in the light all the time. In the bright day, midday light. if we could keep moving with the sun, with the speed, maintaining the 1,000 kilometer speed. So now if Krishna Surya Sam, Krishna is also like Surya, and Maya hai Andhakar, Maya is darkness. So as you stay out of the night or away from the night, if you go with the sun, stay with the sun, maintaining their speed. So likewise, if we maintain this Shravanam Kirtanam, because where there is chanting and hearing, there is Krishna. Yatra madbhakta gayanti, tatra tishthami. Where there is my chanting and hearing and my devotional service is performed, I am there. Right? So the living entity will stay with the Lord if they keep hearing and chanting. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte. They keep, so Pratikshana Svadhan Lolupasya or Kirtaniya Sadahari or Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantasya Dharabrataha, constantly chanting the glories and like that. Of course, if you are tired by devotional service, then your rest is justified. Sleeping is justified. Those only who worked hard for Krishna, they deserve the sleep. Others should not sleep, in fact. Others shouldn't sleep. Those who work very hard, 18 hours and now, to rejuvenate the body, to get the body, repair the body cells, and so that is part of the Krishna conscious program. The sleep is part of Krishna conscious process. You are not condemned for that. Their sleep is not ordinary eating, sleeping, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. The devotee's sleep is not part of this animal propensity. So by always maintaining this, keeping hearing in the center, process of hearing, chanting in the center of our lives, focusing on that, do that maximum time. Or then hearing and then chanting also, or sharing this with others, that's part of the process. Or there may be some, you are getting some instruction to do this or to do that. So while you are doing that, following that instruction, your hearing continues. As soon as you stop hearing, you stop acting also. As soon as you stop hearing, you stop implementing that instruction. So while you are implementing the instruction, following the instruction, your hearing is still on. You are still hearing. There's connection with the hearing, because you are following. So hearing and following, this goes hand in hand. That's part of the hearing. Following is part of the hearing. Implementation is part of the hearing. Get up. You see, he doesn't hear me. Now he heard me. It took some time for him to hear me. You understand this?
Yes.
Not that he did not hear me when I said, you know, you get up or get out or do this. He just keeps hearing me. I have asked him to get up, but he just keeps hearing me. He's supposed to be getting up. That's why I said he doesn't listen to me, he doesn't hear me. See, he heard me, but he did not follow me, so that meant he did not hear me. That implies that he did not hear me. So when while we are following, that is also part of the hearing. It's connected with the hearing. So if we give our ears to Krishna or the hearing and stay busy that way, and then following, then sharing, repeating. But it begins with the hearing, process of hearing. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karahudai. Then Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunar. That the the soul has the love for the Lord, he doesn't have to separately achieve. What he has to do is revive that love for the Lord by process of hearing. So more we hear, more we chant, more we act as per our hearing. And this is all purifying, and this is how we develop our love for the Lord. Okay, so we will kind of stop around this time.